You get a rain gauge, measure the precipitation once a day, and upload your data through the web or an app. It's a citizen science project that only takes a few minutes and has real-time application. Henry Regis, the national coordinator of the Precipitation Reporting Network, known as COCORAS, recently visited Utah. And on this day, we weren't singing in the rain. Instead, we were blowing in the wind as we visited Utah State University's weather station overlooking the beautiful snow-capped Wellsville Mountains. What is COCORAS?
COCORAS is the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. We've been around since 1998. We get about 20,000 volunteers across the United States.
According to COCORAS, every drop of precipitation counts, and everyone from families to educators to scientists to retirees is encouraged to be a backyard weather observer. But what if you're just not into the weather?
Even if you're not a big weather fan, we find a lot of people become weather fans after a while. And what they realize is how much rain actually falls in their area, where the water comes from, and it's an educational project as well.
John Meyer, climate scientist and COCORAS coordinator for the state of Utah, along with myself, made a visit to a new volunteer's home.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I forgot.
Surprise!
I'm going to put on some shoes, go through the gate on that side into the backyard.
Okay.
Beautiful landscaping out here.
Oh, thank you. We really enjoy it. And the dogs just go romping around having such a good time. It's good for them. I did get my gauge ordered.
Excellent. So. I like to hear that. So I brought our examples to demonstrate how everything works so you can get a feel for what this will be like when you actually are doing this.
While there are training resources available online, coordinators like John are happy to assist volunteers with finding the best location for the gauge and learning how to accurately report the amount of precipitation.
Hey.
Your kit will include this mounting back.
Oh, good.
And this three pieces of plastic here. So you get your 4-inch diameter plastic gauge, you get your 1-inch inner gauge, and then the funnel that will go on the top here.
It feels so scientific.
Yes. Anything with graduated lines make you feel like a scientist, doesn't it?
Or a bartender.
Bartending for the atmosphere. That's the lead-in line right there.
Oh, Jesus.
COCORAS makes you feel like a bartender.
Sounds like kind of a tropical drink, don't you think?
Yes, the COCORAS. Now with more rum.
While we were on quite a roll with the bartending analogy, it became pretty clear that Linda was also a big fan of the weather.
I am fascinated by this. I don't know why I haven't looked for something like this to do before because I'm just that curious. I really am interested in seeing what kind of precipitation we get right here at my house.
COCORAS was born following a flash flood in Fort Collins, Colorado in 1997.
There weren't many observations out there, so we didn't really know what fell where. And if people were measuring at the time, we could have got information to the Weather Service. Warnings could have got out for flash floods and so forth. It's like extra eyes and ears for the Weather Service.
I visited the National Weather Service in Salt Lake City in the hopes of learning about how they use the COCORAS data. Meteorologists Monica Traphagen and Randy Graham convinced me that the data collected by backyard weather observers really does matter.
Long story short, information is power. So it used to be, when you're doing this years and years ago, you just had a few observation stations. And COCORAS is one great way just to get us more information. It's this broad network of people reporting precipitation on a daily basis.
We like to look back and learn from events. And so if we start seeing a bunch of, say, heavy snow reports occurring in a certain part of the state that we haven't had reports from in the past, then we'll start looking into that and be able to better forecast them in the future.
You're not putting the information out into the big blue sky. All reports are valuable, even reports of no precipitation.
When we receive people's daily precipitation reports, we put out what's called a public information statement. It's primarily for the media and for public use, where we compile through all of our observation networks the precipitation that was received, you know, say in the past 24 hours or something of that nature. When we issue the public information statement, your observation station will be there. We look at the stuff always, and we put it out there, and the media is looking at it, and everybody's looking at it.
Water managers, mosquito control, hydrologists, and researchers do too. I asked new COCORAS volunteer Linda if she realized the impact her data could have.
I was at the National Weather Service in Salt Lake the other day, and they actually use, I don't know if you knew this, the COCORAW's data. So whatever numbers you input on a given day will come up on their precipitation reports.
That's really neat. I'm going to watch the weather report more often. That really makes you feel like you're doing something real. I said, come on, get your rain gauge. Let's go.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Lisa Ledbetter.